The Seattle Police Department is preparing to hire more than 300 new officers in the next 5 years, and it wants to do things differently. Yesterday, the city announced changes in its hiring practices aimed at attracting more candidates from the city of Seattle. KUOW's Deborah Wong reports.
In the past, if you wanted to join the Seattle Police Department, there was a long list of prohibitions. You couldn't have a visible tattoo. You couldn't have certain misdemeanors on your record. You couldn't previously have been a member of a gang. And you couldn't have smoked marijuana more than 25 times in your life.
People would look at this long list of criteria and say, oh, I'll never do this. They'll never take me.
Dick Reed is a deputy police chief. He says that list sent the wrong message to prospective candidates.
And I want to say no. I want people to apply. I want people to be honest and straightforward and, you know, tell us your history. Help us evaluate what are the criteria that make you successful as a police officer rather than just eliminating the people that would think, oh, I can't do this job.
So the department is paring down the list. Now, visible tattoos are not forbidden. They'll be judged on a case-by-case basis, as will certain misdemeanors, like traffic violations. And the department will only ask about marijuana use over the previous year. The reason? The police department wants to recruit more people from within the Seattle city limits. Currently, only about 18% of the police force actually lives here. And in particular, the department wants more applicants from groups that are now underrepresented in the force, women and people of color. Kip Takuda is a former state representative and community activist who's working with the city on police reforms.
Communities of color have been reluctant to even apply in a system that they feel historically has excluded them. And so what we are doing is trying to bridge communities so that, you know, we do break some of these barriers and some of these mystiques and encourage people to get into the pool.
Takuda says having more police officers who are from the communities they police will make it a better police force. The police department is holding community-based workshops over the next few weeks. They're meant to prepare candidates for the next round of testing for new recruits on July 13th. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.